Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
And girls.
Well, Mark, obviously, Rex, a couple of hours ago, said that it's up to you guys, the offense, to pick it up from not only Monday night, but from last season. Last season, he pointed out to us that in the first halves combined of the two games, you guys only had 90 yards. How do you go about picking it up?
Well, I know it's going to take us playing a lot smarter and a lot sharper than we did last week. Excuse me, and not hurting ourselves with silly penalties and miscues like that, because you know there's plenty of physical mistakes to go around for a game that we don't need to compound it with mental mistakes and lining up in the wrong spot and illegal shifts and motions and stuff. So especially when you play against a good defense like a Bill Belichick defense. So that's where it starts, and then just sticking to what we do best and you know, playing well at home. We need to win our first game in our new stadium and just come out and start fast.
How does playing a team like Baltimore that's so aggressive defensively help you prepare for a team like the Patriots and Belichick system?
Well, I think Coach Belichick's renowned for being able to switch up defensive schemes and having something, you know, each game that is really game plan specific, and you don't really know until you actually line up and start playing. So, you know, we respect that. We know he always has a great plan for every team he plays. And, you know, we're ready to play against a stingy defense, a tough defense, a really athletic defense. But Baltimore is a big help because, you know, they provide a lot of the same mentality. You know, they're coming after the football. They don't just want to stop you on downs and turn the ball over on downs. They want to create turnovers. So, similar to the way a Belichick defense does.
Have you seen the Cincinnati film yet, Mark?
Yes.
What do you take from watching their young secondary?
Oh, they did a great job of, you know, breaking up passes in the vertical game. You know, their linebackers and stuff got out under balls and intercepted a couple of passes, undercutting some stuff. And I mean, they're just so active and athletic. So, you know, you need to be real accurate and, you know, smart with your decision-making, because they can create turnovers and make you pay.
Mark, with your coach having great expectations for the team, Super Bowl expectations, is there more pressure on you to produce and perform?
I don't think so. I think we put so much pressure on ourselves that, you know, we want to produce and perform for each other, and we hold ourselves to a pretty high standard, and last week was just unacceptable. So I don't feel like it adds too much pressure at all. It's just the nature of where we play, the city we play in, this market, and the kind of players we have that demand your very best at all times. So.
What do you expect from yourself this year, it being your second year?
Sorry, hold on. There's a bunch of guys walking by. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Expect from what?
From yourself, this being your second year with a year under your belt.
You know, just making better decisions like I did last week. I was pleased that, you know, I didn't give him a chance to even come close to intercepting a ball. And, you know, as long as we don't, you know, I'm not throwing interceptions, we got a chance to win every game, whether it's the last drive or you know, we're winning from the first play or whatever and jumping out early. But just better decision-making, especially in the red zone on third down, being more effective on third down than last week, you know, wasn't our best start, so we need to pick that up. And, you know, I think the decision-making is the most important.
What have you learned from Mark Brunell since he's been there?
He's the best. He always has something good to say to you. He always relies on his own experience, and he just has a way about him that keeps you calm. He's a great veteran voice to listen to. And, you know, whenever it comes to footwork or a play concept or something like that that we want to get another opinion on, we always ask Mark. And, you know, he's just been so open to wanting to help, and whether it's footwork, anything. I mean, he's available, and he's very open to trying to help me. So I think it's one of the best decisions we made this offseason.
On Hard Knocks, he said that he likes you as a person, but he wouldn't let you near his daughter, who's similar to your age. What was your reaction to that?
No, I mean, I don't blame him. She just got into college, so, you know, she's at a different point in her life, and it's pretty funny. You know, he's just giving me a hard time, but he's got a great family, and so I'm so excited to meet all them. I met all his boys, and he's probably going to keep her away from me, which is fine.
Would you have rather not have had that distraction of Hard Knocks as a quarterback with so much to prepare for in his second season, with so much to go through? Would you have rather not have had that, or did it bother you at all?
I don't think it really made a difference. I think the fans really got a kick out of it, and it didn't bother me. I mean, after the first day, you don't even think about the cameras being there, so not even. It really wasn't that big of a deal or a distraction. We just, it was fun to go back and look at all the stuff that goes on during camp that you don't see in the defensive rooms and stuff. So, for the offensive guys, I think. But yeah, it didn't bother us.
How did you clean all those popcorn things out of your car?
You know, I wanted to make sure I didn't give the defensive coaches the satisfaction of seeing me go to the car and get all the popcorn out. So I called a car detailing service. And by the time we got done with practice, I walked out, and my car looked as good as new. So that really ticked them off. I think I'm in for another prank soon.
Given the way Monday night went, Mark, do you feel any added pressure or expectation to bounce back Sunday with a much better performance?
You know, I think we're just we're ready to play, and this game can't come soon enough. We don't have any more pressure than we did last week. It's going to be something every week when you play with this team, Hard Knocks, New York Jets, Coach Ryan. I mean, that's just kind of the way things go every week. There's going to be something. And, you know, we're going to rely on the guys in our room, and, you know, we don't have anything to prove to anybody on the outside, but just to be accountable to each other in the offensive room and clean up our mistakes, own up to them, be pros about it, and have a better performance across the board.
Do you like that kind of environment? Do you think you can thrive in that kind of environment?
The one I just described?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's I better be able to. I definitely think I can, and I know I will. It's just, you know, we just need to work some of these kinks out and play a lot smarter football. You know, it's not... I'm not questioning anybody's effort or ability. It's just about playing smart and disciplined. So I think we can definitely turn things around here.
Mark, last year in the playoffs, you guys obviously won a couple of games thanks to a great running game, Sean Green, and this year you have LT. How important is it to get the running game going to take some of the burden off you in the passing game?
Well, it's huge. I mean, they can take all that pressure off the quarterback, and, you know, you can couple that with a great defense. And, you know, your work's really cut out for you at the quarterback spot, just making the right run checks and, you know, getting completions when you can and not forcing anything. So, and then not just in the run game, but in passing the ball, run actions, play actions, being able to check it down to LT and Sean, who's really improved his hands, is huge for us. So they can create plays. And last year I wasn't as quick to get to them, but this year I have been. I've been a lot sharper with it, so they made plays for me, but getting that running game going is important, and just getting a flow on offense. We didn't run enough plays because we weren't converting on third down last week, so it made it difficult, but we did have good numbers in the run game, so we want to keep that up.
How did you enjoy your little stint play calling in the fourth preseason game, and was that helpful to you going forward?
Absolutely. As a player, when I thought the most important thing I learned is how to think like an offensive coordinator, and as a player, you're so optimistic about, you know, any shot you call, anything down the field, something you practice all week. But as a play caller, you know, on first and 10, when you call one of those big shot down the field plays, you automatically think, okay, we're going to be second and 10 after this play, and you're so negative that in your head you're dialing up your second and 10 call before we even run the first and 10 shot play. So I can kind of see how Shadi's feeling and thinking, and then when the quarterback doesn't do something that you're expecting, you know, hey, if I call the wrong play, just check it down and make me right. So I know how Shadi feels last year, and I know why he has so many stinging gray hairs. you know, because of just driving him crazy last year when I throw it down the field and force it when we called a shot, and it looked bad on him, poor guy, and you know, I could just dump it to the back.
So are you saying you're more aggressive than him as a play caller?
No, I just felt like the times when I needed to be conservative, I wasn't last year, and forced some things. And so now in the offensive coordinator spot, when the quarterback did that in that game, I was like, man, what are you thinking, you know? And now I know why Shotty would say that to me, you know, because when you're playing, you're like, well, what do you mean, what was I thinking? You called the shot, and I was ready to take it. And now, you know, when you call the plays, you're like, hey, man, you know, make me right, help me out here. So.
Tom Brady once took all four tires off Matt Cassel's truck and put three of them in the locker room and hid the fourth. So if you ever need an idea, there's one. He likes to get people, too, so you guys have that in common.
Smart.
Thanks, Mark.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Awesome. Thanks guys. We'll see you later.
Take care.